Federal authorities in Alaska have charged a total of 18 people connected to a white supremacist gang operating in multiple state-run prisons, as well as on the outside, according to charging documents filed in the case. Six of them are charged together with kidnapping and murder, as well as for their alleged roles in racketeering and drug and firearm trafficking. Here's U.S. Attorney for Alaska Brian Schroeder at a press conference today in Anchorage announcing the charges.
As alleged in the indictment, these defendants all have something in common. They are members or associates of a prison gang, prison-based gang, called the 1488s.
1488 is a reference to Nazi ideology. Charges against the dozen others accused of being 1488 members or associates, including one woman, range from possession of stolen mail to illegal firearm and drug possession and, in one case, carjacking. The last known addresses for the defendants span much of Alaska, from Fairbanks to Anchorage and Wasilla, with at least one member each having lived in the Soldotna and Juneau areas. The indictment also says, quote, recently the 1488's structure and influence expanded to rural and suburban areas throughout Alaska. Schroeder says the 1488 gang is whites only and uses Nazi and white supremacist symbolism, especially in tattoos. According to court filings, recruiting for the gang occurred in prison and outside, which they refer to as Free World Alaska by the jailed gang members. When incarcerated members were released, they were required to remain loyal to the gang by reporting to gang leaders and continuing to work toward the gang's goals through criminal activity. Retiring from the 1488s was not an option. Schroeder says there are an estimated 50 to 100 members of the gang operating in Alaska. He was unable to say whether the majority of 1488 members are believed to be incarcerated or living outside correctional institutions.
Well, there appears to be about 18 of them incarcerated, at least. So that I have at the tip of my tongue. But other than that, no, I don't.
One of the six men indicted in the kidnapping and murder case is still on the loose as of today. He is 37-year-old Glenn Baldwin, and federal prosecutors have reason to believe he may be in Florida. His co-defendants listed in the indictment and all behind bars as of Wednesday are Roy Naughton, Craig King, Coulter Odell, and Bo Cook, as well as Filthy Fuhrer, who had his name legally changed from Timothy Lobdell, according to state court records. The men are accused of abducting and killing another man named Michael Statton, known as Steak Knife, who went missing in August of 2017. Here's Schroeder, the U.S. attorney, again.
They were unhappy with some things he'd done in the gang, and they were, in effect, removing him from the gang.
Another member of the gang told investigators what happened to Statton and why, according to separate court filings. His name was Dustin Clowers, and he admitted in a plea agreement that he became a full member of the 1488s while at Goose Creek Correctional Center on Point McKenzie outside Wasilla. According to the plea agreement, Clowers was in charge of 1488 gang members in Anchorage once he got out of prison. He and the others indicted allegedly kidnapped and beat Statton for failing to sell drugs he was supposed to have sold, among other things. At the time, Statton was only described as a missing person, but Schroeder says that once investigators learned his death had been a homicide, they decided to keep that a secret as the case progressed.
But that, again, that's part of the investigative process, is, you know, kind of we keep that information close hold while we're doing the investigation.
Schroeder says investigation of the 1488s continues. He says it has so far involved a collaborative effort by federal prosecutors, the Alaska State Troopers, the FBI, and U.S. Marshals. Schroeder refused to discuss specific investigative methods, like whether undercover officers infiltrated the gang, and says investigators' work included corroborating information that ultimately ended up in Clower's plea agreement. Only one of the six men indicted most recently had an attorney listed today, and he did not return a call seeking comment in time for this story.